is about taking unilateral action against China. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Resident Paul Petresca says 6 weeks after remnants of Tropical Storm Irene swept away their 141-year-old covered bridge, efforts are underway to rebuild it.
We as residents want a bridge equal to what we had before, with probably a few changes that would accommodate some of the emergency vehicles.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Greetings, golfers and golf fans. Welcome once again to Tee to Green, your best source for golf news and information. My name is Jerry Butenhoff. I'm your host solo today from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and going to fill your ears with some good golf information once again today. Happy October to all of you, and hope that you're still in an area where you can get a little golf in wherever you live here right now. On the show today, the golf industry is a really wonderful thing to be a part of, and there's many ways to get involved. As a youngster, one of those ways is to look into a college that has a professional golf management program. There are 20 schools across the country that have this, and one of the more recent schools to sign on is the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. The director of the program there is Billy Dillon. And he will be here this morning to inform you about what the programs are all about, why that particular school came on board, and how you as a youngster or a young person, teenager, what have you, could enroll and get your potential golf career jump-started through the PGM program at Maryland Eastern Shore. After that, we'll revisit our friends from Loudmouth Golf. About 4 years back, we spoke with the company founder, Scott Woodworth, just after they got going. Today on the show, CEO Larry Jackson will be along to update us on where they are headed and what's new in Loud Apparel from this company from Northern California. And as usual, we'll take you on tour, tell you what the pros are doing, all today on Tee to Green.
Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
If you ever want to find out more about us, go to our website, teetogreenradio.com. Find out where we're at and what we're about and what we're all doing. Coming back to you in just a few minutes, live coast-to-coast on the Sports Byline Network, also worldwide on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I get really frustrated with my computer. Now, what do you do when you get frustrated by your computer? Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks here for My Computer Works. Now, whether you have a simple question or it's a major computer crisis, My Computer Works can help. Now, when you have a problem with your computer, you simply pick up the phone, call their friendly technicians, and they connect directly to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's immediate, it's safe, it's secure, and it doesn't require anyone coming into your home. There's no problem or question too small. My Computer Works is your personal computer help desk. And only $24.95 a month. You can call them when you need them.
Call My Computer Works right now at 1-800-574-3017. That's 1-800-574-3017. Again, it's toll free at 1-800-574-3017.
Hey, My Computer Works. Does yours?
This is the show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green, coming to you every Sunday morning at this time from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, going solo again this week. Jay Ritchie, part of the Air Force hockey broadcast team, and he's on his way back from North Dakota, where the Air Force Falcons unfortunately dumped a couple of close ones up at the Icebreaker tournament up there. For those of you who've never lived in the mountains, it's possible to have 30 to 40 degree temperature swings, as even high temperatures from day to day. Last week it was 80 in town here. Wednesday I think I played golf when it was about 74. Today it's 40. Some snow in the foothills, nothing right here on the Broadmoor grounds though, but let's go see what it's like in Maryland right now. Back in 1975, Ferris State University in Michigan, Lower Michigan, started a professional golf management program, and they were the first school to do something like this. And since then, the number of schools offering this program continues to grow, and especially in the past decade, a number of schools have joined on with help from the PGA of America. They're involved in this, and one of the more recent schools to get to jump on board is the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, and the head of the program over there is Billy Dillon, who joins us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Glad to have you aboard, and thanks for coming on. Since you're the head of a management golf program here, I mean, what do we call you, coach or professor, or what do we do here?
Well, it's actually threefold, really. We're basically academic advisors, we're teachers, and we're swing coaches.
Okay,
so it's a three-headed monster, is what I call it.
It really is, yeah. And you found a way to divide your time pretty well doing all that.
Yeah, you better have some time management skills, especially when you're dealing with, you know, 50 to 100 students.
Yeah.
You know, when they're all coming to you for different things, you know, somebody's, you know, not doing well in English and you need to help them out with that. And then somebody needs to hit their driver straighter. You need to help them out with that. But it's a lot of fun. It's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah, it's good to be diversified and versatile like that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Billy, let's just start with, we've had a couple other people on the program in years past talking about these PGM programs at these various schools. Maryland Eastern Shore is one of the more recent ones to get on board. I believe you started in the fall.
The newest.
The very newest. Okay, you started in the fall of 08, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, just give our listeners a little overview, if you will, of what the program is involved and what the main function of what you're doing there is.
Well, the main function of any of the 20 programs is to produce quality members of the PGA of America. That, you know, with quality, we mean educated. People that can come in and run the golf facilities or the resorts or private clubs or, you know, municipal golf courses or what have you. That's the main gist of it. You know, the main difference between the 20 schools would be the major that the program is attached to. Now, all students that come into PGM, the PGA curriculum is the same. And we may deliver it a little different in the classroom, but they're all taking the same classes other than the major that it's tied to. For example, at Maryland Eastern Shore, we are under the Department of Hotel Restaurant Management, which I think is a great fit for PGM, but other schools may have it under business or park or rec tourism or marketing or something like that.
Great, yeah, that's interesting. And you know, I was going to ask you what you're attached to there. Is your hotel management a pretty big program there at your school?
Yes, it is.
Okay. For people that don't know and aren't familiar with Maryland, Maryland Eastern Shore is located where in the state exactly?
We're on the lower Delmarva Peninsula. We're about 30 minutes from the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay. And how big is your graduate enrollment there roughly?
The school's at 4,500 students. We are tied in with, we are part of the University of Maryland system, which is all run through the College Park campus, which
sure.
that's the campus that everybody knows, though. It's the basic, you know, University of Maryland terp. But all the other schools, we're all kind of sister schools, if that's what you want to call it. You know, we basically all the University of Maryland, we're just a different campus.
Radio. Now, this would be your very first senior class that you've got in your program. Is that right now this year?
That's correct. That's right.
How are the kids? How's it going?
Well, it's going well. The thing that's been most challenging for us, probably compared to the other schools, is the amount of the internships. You know, each student has to do at least 16 months of internship. You know, and as you stated, you're talking about Ferris State or Penn State or New Mexico, the schools that have been around for quite some time that have a large number of graduates out there. You know, I believe it's a little easier for those schools to place their students in internships than it is for us. But once we get our graduates out there, especially around the Middle Atlantic area, it should get a little easier for us. But that's probably the biggest challenge we have right now.
Mm-hmm. I know that, and you obviously know here that there's a branch at the University of Colorado Springs here, and a lot of their internships. We've met a lot of the youngsters working right here at the Broadmoor, a lot of places up in Denver. Have you been able to put some of your people in well known places nearby like Congressional and some of those areas?
Yeah, we're getting there. Certainly Columbia Country Club here in Maryland is a very large one for us, Caves Valley Country Club. We haven't really gotten anybody too far out. The farthest west we've gotten so far is Texas. We had somebody at the Hank Haney Ranch down there in Dallas. Other than that, it's starting to get to where the guys are wanting to go south. You know, it seems to be that when they're younger, freshman year, sophomore year, they kind of want to stay near home. They're not really ready to quite get away yet, but certainly by the junior year, we try to start pushing them. You know, we're trying to get them down to, you know, Kiowa Island or Reynolds Plantation or something like that.
Get them to expand their vision in their area a little bit, huh?
Absolutely. That's right.
It builds
a resume. That's what it's about.
What was the factor that got the University of Maryland system, and especially your campus, why did they want to take on this program?
Well, that's a very good question and a very interesting answer. First of all, I will say this. For people that don't know, the University of Maryland Eastern Shore is what's known as an HBCU, which is an acronym for Historically Black College or University. So the president, who just retired last month, she's the reason that the program came to be. And when she's from Jamaica, and when she came to the campus for her initial interview, of course, you know, when you're interviewing for presidents, they're going to make sure the campus is looking real good. So it was really, really pretty. We have the second ranked most beautiful campus in the country by some architectural firm. I don't know who it was, but we have a beautiful campus. And she said this place looks like a golf resort, and she always had golf in the back of her mind. Because she knew, she never went into this thinking, I want a PGM program here, but she did come in saying, I want these black students that have never had an opportunity to play golf to learn the game, because she knew it was used as much as a business tool as anything else. And what she said to me one day was, she said, I don't want my graduates going out and getting invited to play in charity tournaments or corporate events, and they feel like they have to sit on the sideline because they don't know the game. So what she did was she went and hired an alum of the university who happens to be an ex-NFL player. He's a University Hall of Famer for the football team, and he got the golf going. And what he did was he built a driving range on campus and started. He took a handball court inside the gym and made it an indoor hitting facility.
Wow!
Okay. And then they started offering a beginner golf class through the exercise science department. And that was going for a couple of years, and a young lady came in, just a local reporter. She came in and did a story on what UME is doing with golf and why is this a fit at a black university. And apparently it was a pretty good article. The AP picked it up and reprinted it, and it ended up on the desk of a guy whose name is Ernie Ellison, who is the diversity coordinator for the PGA of America down in Palm Beach.
Billy,
article picked up.
I'm going to stop you right here. We got to take our break, and so let's finish this up. This is a fascinating story. We'll come and pick it up on the other end. Talking to Billy Dillon from Maryland Eastern Shore today on Tee to Green.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Matthews, the operations and membership golf professional at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to talk to you about chipping. Chipping is one of the easiest shots in the game. I know some of you may not believe that, but chipping is a very valuable shot to have in your bag. First of all, I just want to explain the basic setup. You're going to choke down on all your clubs around the green. Why? Because you're going to want more control. Second of all, you want to keep your weight left or forward on the shot and keep it still. We don't want any lower body on a simple chip and run shot. Then we want to get the club and our arms to form a capital letter Y, keeping our wrists firm, and just make a simple little stroke at the ball, accelerating through to the target. So choke down, weight left, letter Y, and we'll hit more solid shots around the green.
For more on chipping and getting the ball up and down to save strokes, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
This is America's longest running network radio show. It's your Tee to Green coming to you live from the Broadmoor every morning. 20 years we've been at this, and we've been at the Broadmoor in our current format for 6 years now. And Steve Bartlin, the head of the Broadmoor, is pacing through here this morning, showing some people around. So glad to have him strolling through here this morning. There are, speaking of 20, there are 20 schools around the country, the colleges that have a professional golf management program. One of those is the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. And we're speaking with Billy Dillon, the director of the program, down there, and he's telling us, finishing up this story on why the university there got involved. And Billy, pick it up where you left off here.
Yeah, sorry for being so long-winded there. I didn't mean to cut into your commercial time.
No worries.
the article was, as I said, reprinted by the AP and ended up on the desk of Bernie Ellison, who's the diversity coordinator for the PGA of America. And he just picked up the phone and called the president of the university and said, well, what's UMES doing with golf? And her simple answer was, well, why don't you get on a plane and get up here and find out? So he did. And that's really when the whole PGM thing started coming to life, where he saw the resources that the university had, the seriousness that the president had about golf on her campus. And that's really where it all got started.
Fascinating.
And that was about 2004.
Okay.
You know, and then from there, then, you know, just planning the program and getting everything set and ready takes just a good 2 or 3 year process. So
sure.
That's why we didn't get started until 2008.
And what were you doing at that time before the program actually got into full swing?
Well, I am from South Carolina, so I was doing two things, actually, which really, well, let me say this. I grew up on the eastern shore of Maryland, and when people don't know about the geography of Maryland, basically you have the Chesapeake Bay that splits the state.
Right.
So you have the western shore and the eastern shore, okay? The western shore tends to be more city, more Baltimore, D.C. The eastern shore is more country, more southern living, I would say. So anyway, so I grew up here. Went to South Carolina to go to college and just spent my career down there. You know, became a PGA member, and I was working as a head golf professional at a local municipal course in Columbia, South Carolina. And I was also coaching at a small, historically black school in Columbia, coaching the men's and women's golf team. And I found out about the position at University of Maryland Eastern Shore coming open, and I really think that the three things that I had on my resume that really stood out was, one, I'm a PGA member and had been for, at the time, about 12 years. They knew that I understood the culture of the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and I also understood the culture of what it means to be on a black school, at a black campus.
Very good, very good. Now, how many, you're in your first go-around with your first senior class right now, how many students do you have in the program right now? And when people, you know, try to apply, do you cap a certain number each year? How does your enrollment numbers work that way down there?
No, we typically, you know, still since we're new and we're a small campus, we are mostly, I'm going to say we're probably the smallest program. We have 45 students in right now. The graduating class, which is going to be about 15 with the first graduating class. We don't cap it. We're just not in that position to do that yet. You know, we're trying to get as many quality students as we can. The main thing is the handicap coming in. One of the misconceptions about a program like this is people think you're going to come in and we're going to teach you how to play the game, and that's not the case. You need to be at least a 12 handicap or better to get into our program, and some programs are as low as 8.
And any girls in your group right now?
Yeah, we had 5 at one time. We're down to 1 now. The girls are tough. I mean, they're real. One, they're hard to get because, and the main reason why I think is most of the girls that really can play that are 12 handicaps or better, they're going to play college golf on scholarships, and it's females are hard to get for a program like this.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, and you know, to be honest with you, I know that some of the other programs around the country. I guess they've had some kind of problem retaining the girls that first come in. Any idea why that might be, other than what you just said?
Yeah, maybe it's just so male-dominated. I really don't know. I mean, the reason we've lost the handful of girls we had, well, one lady never really wanted to do it. It was kind of a family obligation. She felt like she had to, but she came to me the first day of school, and she said, I really don't want to do this program. I said, well, then you need to don't do it. You know, you just need to tell your parents, just this is not for you. I had a couple of girls from the Bahamas. They just ran out of funds. They had to drop out.
Yeah,
and, you know, so I, the one young girl I have left, she's actually from the West Coast. She's from Oregon. And she's a really good girl. And she's going to make it. She's
going
to make it.
Talking with Billy Dillon, the director of the Professional Golf Management Program at Maryland Eastern Shore. Billy, I know that, you know, the PGA of America is really involved in these programs. What kind of direction, or whatever you want to term it, do they give you and the other schools around the country?
Well, the great thing that they don't do, they create the program, the curriculum, and they assess on the program, which means they come up with the testing. We just deliver it. As far as how we deliver it, the resources that we all have, you know, are a little bit different. Yes, some schools have more than others. But as far as that stuff goes, it's kind of a laissez-faire thing with them. They really lay off a little bit. They kind of let us do our own thing, and you know, as long as the results are coming, they're fine.
And does your program also, is it diversified where people coming in can go into, you know, the management of the golf business, the turf, you know, course superintendent programs? Do you have all those things available for everybody?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we certainly have an agronomy program, and the PGM students have to take in a turf grass course, you know, which is taught through the agronomy department. So they get, you know, the funny thing is they don't really come out as an expert at anything, but they really get a nice touch on all of it. You know, everything that I needed to know as a head professional, they are getting. You know, of course, the golf part they're coming out is pretty much an expert in that stuff, or they will be. They have a really good base for that, but that's what I really like about the hotel restaurant management is they get into the kitchen, they get into the dining room, you know, and what I tell my students is, look, if you want to not stop at a head professional, A1 PGA professional level, if you want to move on to a GM, say at a congressional country club, you're going to have to know this stuff. So that's really why I think the HRM is a huge, you know, and most, you know, any golf course has food anyway, you know, has a food business, and you know, and how many resorts do you have around the world? You know, so I think it's a really good fit.
Yeah, sounds like it definitely. For youngsters and or their parents that want to look into enrolling a child in your program in particular, what's the first step for them?
Probably check out the website. Ours is the umes.edu/PGM, or you can always go to the PGALinks.com site, and there's a list of all 20 schools are on there.
Right, and, you know, for people that are listening, those 20 schools, they range from big schools. I think Arizona State has one, Florida State, and then the smaller ones like Billy here at Maryland Eastern Shore, Ferris State.
That's right.
I think Central Oklahoma is one of the newer ones on board. So
That's good stuff.
We applaud you, Billy, and all your buddies around the country, including Ed Kebble right here in Colorado Springs, who I know you know. And keep up the good work down there, and keep spitting those young golf professionals out for us.
We'll do the best we can.
Thank you, Billy. Billy Dillon, the director of the Professional Golf Management Program at Maryland Eastern Shore, on the east side of Maryland in the Delmarva Peninsula of Maryland, if you know where that is. And good job with him and all of his staff down there. And we thank him for being aboard today. We'll go up next, get a little turn down a little different road here and talk about golf apparel with Larry Jackson from Loudmouth Golf. You're listening to Tee to Green, Sirius Channel 208. We're on XM Channel 93, coast worldwide on American Forces Network.
At Lowe's, we know you're full of bright ideas, but you can't show off your home improvements without the proper lighting. Luckily, we're here to help with some great offers. Right now, you can find a six-pack of energy-efficient, soft white CFL bulbs for just $6, was $8.98. Or pick up a six-pack of 65-watt indoor floodlights for recessed lighting, also just $6, was $14.98. We're turning on the savings across the store. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11-18-11. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Are you ready to reboot your dinner routine? I'm Risa Jill Miller. Busy parents rely on dinnertime routines to make things easier. But mealtime monotony is something everyone in the family wants to avoid. Celebrity dad and actor Mark Consuelos.
My family definitely gets into a rut when it comes to our weekday dinner routine. That's why I'm excited to be working on the Hellman's Chicken Challenge. Each week, my favorite recipe and the reigning champ, Parmesan Crusted Chicken, goes head-to-head against two other tasty, juicy chicken recipes. The contenders range from recipes like Chipotle Lime Crusted Chicken to Baked Buffalo Chicken.
Parmesan Crusted Chicken is the dish to beat. It's so easy to prepare with just four simple steps and four simple ingredients, including Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can join the Chicken Challenge every week at Hellman's.com. Cast your vote for your favorite recipe and enter the sweepstakes for a chance to win great prizes. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Ends December 5th, 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. Tee to Green, coming to you every Sunday morning from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs here. Jerry Butenhoff with you solo this morning. Partner Jay Ritchie on the road with the Air Force Academy hockey team. College hockey season has gotten underway, for those of you who don't know. And just a quick little note on that. The college hockey landscape is changing just like football and every other sport, with some conference realignment and things starting, and a new conference being born starting in the fall of 2003. So if you're a college hockey fan, you're going to have to check the roadmap to find out what conference your school is going to be playing in, just like some of the other situations with football and some of the Division I sports around the nation also. Trying to hook up with Larry Jackson from Loudmouth Golf. Having a little trouble finding him. He's on the road this morning, and we're still working on that. In the meantime, Loudmouth Golf, by the way, you go to their website, loudmouthgolf.com, and they are the people that, as their name would indicate, put out, manufacture, and distribute the rather colorful golf apparel that you see some people wearing now. Since we talked to them when they first got going about 4 years ago or so, you may know that John Daly is one of their guys that has signed on. And personally, I'm one of the last people out there that wants to see a pink shirt and polka dot pants on John Daly. However, if it's working for Loudmouth Golf, good for them. And go to loudmouthgolf.com, and you can find out or see a lot of what they have to offer. When they first got going, I think they had about maybe four or five designs, kind of the disco ball pattern, they call it, that you've seen daily wear perhaps, and some other things, and not really sure that there was anything that that I would really that would work for me. But now I was on the looking at some things that they've got out there now, and they've probably I would say quadrupled their number of designs that they have available, and there's some pretty nice looking stuff out there. You know, it's still colorful, and it'll get you noticed, but it's a little more tame in certain facets. They've got some really nice, what I call like an Argyle pattern, like you might see the Argyle shirts or the sweaters or vests or the Argyle socks type pattern that people wear with the knickers for those people that golf like that. So a lot of neat stuff going on with them. And our friend Kevin Bullard, who is one of the long drive contestants on the Long Drive Tour. We spoke to him a couple weeks ago. For those of you who caught our show from the Mile High Shootout Long Drive Contest up in Denver, Kevin Bullard is signed on with Loudmouth Golf. And of course, Kevin's from Georgia, and he was wearing one of those outfits at the event in Denver. And the guy on the microphone telling people what was going on, joked something about that Kevin couldn't get away with wearing that outfit in Georgia. I don't know, but Kevin Bullard won an event earlier this year, and he's a former baseball catcher, was with the Arizona Diamondbacks organization 10 years ago when they won the World Series and beat the Yankees, actually. So loudmouthgolf.com is where you can go for that information. Backing up just a little bit, there are 20 schools around the country that have these PGM programs that we were just talking about with Billy Dillon at Maryland Eastern Shore there. And the biggest school that has the program is Arizona State. I believe Arizona State, one of the five largest schools in the country as far as their undergraduate enrollment, 45,000 kids in their undergraduates or something like that. Florida State, another big school that has the program. The very first one was Ferris State up in the lower portion of Michigan. Nevada, Las Vegas has a program. Nebraska, one of the smaller schools down in the Miami area. I can't remember which one exactly. Either Western Kentucky or Eastern Kentucky, one of the more recent schools that has signed on. Also, there's a program here in Colorado, the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs campus, about 10 miles up the road from where we are at the Broadmoor here. So if you want to look into that, as Billy told us, you can go to the PGA website, PGA of America, and they have a just what says PGA links, and you can navigate around there, and it will give you the listings of all 20 schools, who the leader of the program is, locations, phone numbers, and that's the best way to pick in, depending on where you might be around the country. And if you have youngsters looking for a career in the golf world, it's a great way to get involved in an avenue that didn't exist until somewhat recently. The Ferris State program started way back in 1975, but they were the only one around for the first dozen years, I think, or so, or something like that. But the number of schools that have come on board with these programs, I think, is about doubled in the last decade or so. So good opportunities for youngsters to get involved in the world of golf. You can go into golf course management. In the case of Maryland Eastern Shore, it's part of their hotel management program, so a little different venue and avenue to go down there. Most of the other schools are part of the school's business program, so it's a little different type of attached curriculum, if you will, depending on which school you go to. And so you can go to the PGA Links website to find more, and then go to the school's websites, and that'll give you more information on what to look into and how they operate their program, what part of their school and what part of their curriculum these PGA program or PGM programs are part of. And of course they get direction from the PGA of America also, and course superintendents have come out of these programs at various places around the country. So thousands really of different avenues to go down in the golf business. Jay and I are fortunate here at the show that I guess we've built up enough of a name with certain people that a lot of times people contact us and say, hey, we've got this these people involved. Maybe they're authors that have written golf books, or some people that are involved in the golf business, charity avenues or something like that. And even some of these marketing companies that are fairly large, some small too, deal with a lot of golf people. And if you want to get into the marketing aspect of golf or other sports or, literature or what have you, positions out there across the country that deal with the golf industry on what I would say more of a fringe level, like I said, marketing and working public relations with the authors and marketing people from various golf companies, whether it be club manufacturers, apparel people, what have you. So a lot of different ways to go down there. Just to tour news, we're going to take you on tour here in just a few minutes and let you know what the pros are up to this weekend and where they are and who's leading and everything. But the seasons are winding down. Of course, some of the big news this week, Tiger Woods teeing it up at the Fries.com Open in Northern California. He is 9 back right now heading into the final round. Opened with a round of 2 over 73, and he's backed it up with a pair of 68, so he is now 4 under par, but he's 9 shots behind the leader, which is Briony Baird right now. So Woods playing a little tune-up event as he will be part of the President's Cup team, one of the captain's picks that Captain Fred Couples has picked for that event, which will be going on in Melbourne, Australia at the Royal Melbourne Club there, which was the site of the very first President's Cup that was played in the 90s. So back to the original location there. And by the way, the President's Cup, if you don't remember now, has expanded to a 4-day event. They've kind of stretched it out a little bit. They have a few more matches than the Ryder Cup does. They play total of 32 matches instead of 28, so they've stretched it out a little bit. And because of the time difference, this year you can watch the President's Cup live in prime time beginning on the Golf Channel. The event is November 17th through the 20th, which is a Thursday through Sunday on the weekend before Thanksgiving. So coverage starting for us in the States live in prime time on Wednesday night, November 16th. So a little added bonus for you team golf fans. And, of course, these events, the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup, the Solheim Cup, which was just contested for the women in Ireland a couple weeks ago, have really become big events on the golf calendar, and that certainly wasn't the case 20, 30 years ago, let's say. But they've become big events now, and the Royal Melbourne, one of the great classic golf courses anywhere in the world. If you ever look up the rankings of golf courses that are put out by Golf Digest, for example, and various other magazines, a lot of Travel and Leisure magazine is a certain example that they're not a golf magazine, but they put out rankings of golf courses and resorts and things like that. And our Royal Melbourne down in Australia is always way up at the top of that list. And so it's a special venue, a great place for this event. And Fred Couples and Ernie Els, or rather Greg Norman, are the captains this year for the respective U.S. and international squads. So that'll be a lot of fun. The couple more events in the fall series for the in the PGA Tour to warm up for that. And not sure if Woods is going to tee it up at one of these couple remaining events before the President's Cup now or not. The Champions Tour is winding down their season also, heading to their finals. Tom Lehman, by the way, is the leader in the cup standings for the Charles Schwab Cup, and he is in contention this week at their event. And the women right now are in Asia. They will have 4 events in Asia, starting with this week's event just outside Seoul, South Korea. Then they will come back to North America for Lorena Ochoa's invitational event down in Mexico, and then they will finally get back to the States here for their Tour Championship, which is also on the weekend prior to Thanksgiving down in Florida. So the golf season winding down as far as the professional tours are concerned, and we'll keep an eye on that for you as we do every week here on Tee to Green. Let you know what's going on, and we will reschedule with someone, either Larry or Scott from Loudmouth Golf, in a week or two, as we couldn't find get hooked up with Larry this morning. And so when we come back, we will go on tour and tell you who's leading at these various events right now, and give you just a couple other tidbits coming up on our final segment. Thanks for sticking with us. You're listening live and in real time on the internet at teetogreenradio.com. You connect to us through sportsbyline.com, Sirius Channel 208, XM 93, worldwide on American Forces. Be right back.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
It's Fastest Hour in Radio. Peter Green coming to you every Sunday at this time from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff. Time to take you on tour, let you know where the pros are playing this week and what's going on. The PGA Tour in San Martin, California, northern part of the state there, the Fries.com Open. Briony Baird with a 7-under 64 yesterday. He's got a two-stroke lead, minus 13, trying to win his first ever tour event. He's been in contention a number of times over the past 8-10 years, let's say, on and off, but still hasn't won. But he's got a two-shot lead over both Paul Casey and Ernie Els, so he's got a couple of big names chasing him. They're both at 11-under, and then a group of four at minus 10, Charlie Wee, Bryce Mulder, Bud Cauley, and Adam Hadwin. And as I mentioned, Tiger Woods at minus 4 playing this week up there. The Senior Tour down at Champions Tour in Woodlands, Texas, near Houston for the Insperity Championship. Brad Faxon trying to win his first senior event, shot a 7-under 65 yesterday. He's at minus 10, a shot better than Tommy Armour. Two ahead of Eduardo Romero, a U.S. Senior Open champion, and three better than Tom Lehman, Jay Haas, and Olin Brown. So a good-looking leaderboard there. The women over in Incheon, Korea, at the Hana Bank Championship. Leader is Su Jin Yang. I think she's still only 19. She played in the Women's Open here at the Broadmoor this summer, made the cut, played all 4 days. She shot a 65 yesterday. That's 7-under. Tied for the course record, which was set the day earlier by Yanni Sen. Yang is at minus 10, one ahead of Yanni Seng and Nayan Choi, who has won this event the past 2 years. Then there's a couple strokes back, Chela Choi and Jimin Kang at minus 7, Mina Lee at minus 6. They're actually have completed that tournament now, but for you who want to start watching all these events on the Golf Channel today, the women's event starts on the Golf Channel in 2 hours from now. So if you want to watch the women's event in Korea, there you go. Very much thanks to Billy Dillon, the director of the PGM program at Maryland Eastern Shore. Good stuff going on and a great way for youngsters to get involved in the world of golf if you go to one of those programs. 20 locations across the country. Thank you for listening again this year. Go out and play some golf this week if you can. Before that weather turns for some of you, it's going to get cold. Got to get out and swing a couple more times. Thanks to Mario back in San Francisco for directing everything today. Talk to you next week, as always. Until then, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight. Take care, everyone.